Women basically don't, they haven't been a part of the old boys network. And they feel that sometimes because they're articulate, because they have a knowledge of the issues, and because they're popular, that they should run for political office. There's much more to running for political office. I hope to be able to teach them something about strategizing. Women as a whole know absolutely nothing about strategizing in terms of planning for a political office. So I hope to be able to do that kind of thing in different parts of the country.
Why did you decide to enter the political arena?
I entered politics by popular demand. I'm a professional educator. I have 3 degrees in the area of education, and I always thought I would stay in education. But I used to organize people, take them to budget estimate hearings and city council hearings. And I've always been a kind of fearless individual, afraid of nobody, speak up sometimes, I guess, when I was not supposed to speak up. And people like people that have nerve and guts. And I guess I exhibited that, and people said, you need to go into politics. And so that's how I got into politics, through the people. I've always been a people's politician because I've been a maverick. I've been very independent. I've been somewhat controversial. I've been told every year some politician meets me and said, you're committing political suicide. Well, I've been committing political suicide for 23 years, and here I am.
Late Shirley A. Chisholm, former Congresswoman, 12th Congressional District, New York City. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and X. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Also, you can listen to a special collection of In Black America programs at American Archive of Public Broadcasting. That's AmericanArchives.org. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny O. Hanson, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.
genius bar, wishing I was dead. I must be invisible, say the voices in my head. I miss my transistor radio. All I had to do was turn it on and off, you know. Oh, I adore my iPhone and I love my MacBook too. But when something goes wrong with them, I don't know what to do. You might say that I become a wreck. Why am I so paralyzed by technology? Once I had a Walkman, once I had a VCR. Only ate an apple, never had to grapple with my turntable or typewriter. Wang, yes, Wang, calculator. People say we've come so sitting alone, all alone, at the Genius Bar. We'll be right back.
flower company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and Streama, Radio Garden, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and other apps, including our own at slbradio.org/radio. Today, a Black History Month feature from our archives. Devante Butler of Homewood will share reflections in a piece recorded by SLB Youth in 2018. That at 8 o'clock. At 8:20, Joyce Megerson Moore and Leon Gray will represent New Horizon Theater and Feed the Beast, a play that will open on February 13th. Fat Man D stops by at 9:30 to preview her 50th birthday concert coming up at Con Alma. Carlos Pena will be here to accompany her. At 10 o'clock, we have the Spit Valves, a student-run brass band that is sure to be enjoyable. At 10:35, a segment from our recent Streaming Justice broadcast, and singer-songwriter Dan Petridge joins us just after 11 o'clock. A lot on today's program. We're glad you're here. Puzzles and games throughout the morning, too, including a pop quiz moments away. Thank you for joining us here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Early hellos to Dust Bowl Jack and Russ and Sharon.
All the diamonds in this world that mean anything to me are conjured up by the taste for being free. Thank God he sent some gull-chased ship to carry me to sea. His ship comes shining.
Bruce Coburn getting us started with All the Diamonds in the World. Nice to have you awake this early. Ricky, can I see the thank you notes? We get our mail all of the time, but we get a special... we make an effort to get our mail. Some of it comes to the Children's Museum rather than to our post office box. And typically, not too much, so we'll see that on Saturdays. Oh, how nice. A bunch of thank you notes. Thank you for hosting us. We had a great time at your venue, and it was perfect for our reading. Oh, these are students at Kappa, the Creative and Performing Arts High School in Pittsburgh. It had a very relaxing ambiance that made it easy for us to present our pieces. They shared poetry during what we call cappuccino. Get it? Like cappuccino? We also appreciated that Joseph allowed for discussion after each reader. You guys are awesome. This is on green construction paper. It's signed, gosh, there must be 12 signatures on this one. Here's another one that has four of my favorite words on it. It says, thank you for hosting. Thanks for the amazing atmosphere. But my favorite words on this, happy to come back. And I'm happy to hear that. And then, oh my, look at this one. From Kappa 10th Grade Literary for allowing us to hold a reading at your wonderful space. Allowing. You're always very welcome. And here, the students all stamped their names. And they also show, this is a beautiful handmade card. It says on it, what does a gingerbread man put on his bed? What does a gingerbread man put on his bed? The answer? A cookie sheet.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's pop quiz. We've had a lot of fun with this already. It's the quiz that appeared in our newsletter. Adept, belt, and chill are examples of words in which all of the letters are in alphabetical order. Adept, belt, and chill. Can you come up with five more words that are all in alphabetical order within the words?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Again, we are looking for five words, they can be of any length, in which all of the words, all of the letters in the words, are in alphabetical order. A charge awaits you. Join us on or off the air, 412 800-200-5975. Good luck. We'll start sharing answers in a moment.
Oh, to be the moon in the sky. Oh, to be the moon in the sky. I could catch your eye every time you looked up high. Oh, to be the moon in the sky. Oh, to be the honey in your tea. Oh, to be the honey in your tea. I could kiss your lips every time you took a sip. Oh, to be the honey in your tea. Oh, to be the pocket on your coat. Hand every time you took a smoke. Oh, to be the pocket on your coat. But if I can't have you, I don't want nobody else. Put my love upon the shelf just like you do. And if you won't have me, why do you let me think you would? Maybe for someone else you could give all the loving that you should be giving me.
Hug my Susie, nobody's business but my own. nobody's business, business, nobody's doggone business, nobody's business but my own. I go to town to get a little drunk, and I come home and I pack my trunk. It's nobody's business but my own. If I go to town to get on a bender, I come home and I kick out a window. It's nobody's business but my own. Nobody's business, business, nobody's doggone business, nobody's business but my own. Thought you noted. Nobody's business, business, nobody's doggone business, nobody's business but my own. Oh, it ain't nobody's business, business, nobody's business, business, ain't nobody's business but my own. And it ain't nobody's business, business, ain't nobody's business, business, ain't nobody's business but my own. Well, if I go town on a hoodlum wagon, come back home in the axle dragon, it ain't nobody's business but my own. And it ain't nobody's business, no, it ain't nobody's doggone business, ain't nobody's business but my own.
Woody Guthrie, by request, for Dust Bowl Jack, Ain't Nobody's Business, was his request. And I hope you enjoyed that version of the song. Roosevelt Dime did a tune called O2B ahead of that. Now, we are looking for words whose letters are in alphabetical order. And Zach gets us started. Zach just sent us a note from the Caribbean. Normally, he's in Pittsburgh, but he's enjoying what looks to be a beautiful day. He sent a photo. And he sent the word Aegis. A-E-G-I-S. That is a great word, meaning you have the backing. Aegis, A-E-G-I-S, or Aegis. Fantastic. Here are some from Tom and McCandless. First, bent, dent, ill, dill, bill, sell, bell, and Oz. John in Economy Bro has ghost, except, lost, almost. That's the first six-letter one I think we have so far. And effort, another six-letter word. Patrick is in South Park. He has most, lost, fort, bent, and den. And Mark not only came up with some words, but he came up with some phrases that use those words. Hit, don't cry at all. Al, bet his cent. And hot city. And I got hops in my beer. He also added axe, chop, add an ox, gory floor, and dent door. Free verse. I like it. Jim in Crafton Heights has about empty, flux, dirty, and first. If you're just tuning in, these are all words whose letters are in alphabetical order. And here's Dr. Harrison with pig, frog, hog, lemming. Oh, wait, I'm reading the wrong words. Hang on. I'm reading words from a prior week that just popped up. I was going to say, wait a minute, lemming doesn't work. That's not Dr. Harrison. That's me not getting those right. Jim in Blackridge has abet, abort, achy, best, copy, deny, gist, ghost, host, lost, and most. And we still have a few more to share with you this morning. Russ and Sharon say it's chilly where they are in North Carolina this morning. And here are some of the words they have. Hot guy. Fix emu. Danny, it is in tax. Mo. New. Cow. Cop. Koi. Cot. Aglow. Begin. Abhors. Flux. And Russ. Tommy made a sentence with effort. I can train my filly for almost any race, so I'll begin to adopt a regimen this chilly morning at the Abbey below the Berry Farm before they abort the race for two-year-olds if she stands a ghost of a chance. Nicely done, Tommy. Linda and Collier has Hill adopt cost host most first and ghost. Jim and Crafton Heights has filmy chimp not almost and Bijou. Johanna has tons. Ad got hot hit mop lost lot hilt jot bin dill deep hill beep chip loop more beg adieu. You want her on your team for puzzles and games night. Other words where all the letters are in alphabetical order. His host most now gist best egg film aim allow almost ant buy cry hint flop low boss cost and floss. Kathy and Ty Nesta had quite a few also. Act, sty, bent, sent, city. Dirty. I'll add ditty to that. Fish, fist, gist, hot, and opt. Leslie, who I believe is in Oakland, has deep, arty, abet, air, best, coop, or co-op, and den. And there's still quite a few more charges to dispense. Sue in South Park has tox, mop, slop, not, hop, jot, hot, him, cost, ghost, film, dent, beef, scent, and a bet. And here are Dr. Nelson's best scent, dent, bent, cot, dot, got, not, boy, hot, sell. All great. And now, those are all the ones that have come in. Words in which all of the letters are in alphabetical order. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I know a place you can shop for a hat not too hip, for a shirt with a stain, or a dress with a rip. If perfect's a thing you ain't looking for, you could buy all your clothes at the Goodwill store. They got nightlights from China, old lamps from Peru, hot plates that kinda keep humming at you, electrical razors from 1964. You'll be shocked by what you find at the Goodwill store. Is there something you want? You've been meaning to trash Liberace's recording of Jack Flash, a scooter, a blender, a trumpet, a shawl, all that crap from your ex, you could donate it all. Well, you can't
draw. They can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store. They can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store.
The Twang Town Paramours at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hello to Millie. We will have your request coming up. Russ, I'm reading Russ's text message. Hang on, Russ. Let me reread what you sent. Ah, he did make a sentence, and I did miss it, Russ. Thank you. It is almost a bit chilly. That's a sentence. Every word in the sentence is a word that has the letters in alphabetical order. It is almost a bit chilly. I got it. I thought you were giving a weather forecast, but that probably fits for the weather as well. History riddle coming up in a moment. Sometimes the way messages come in, the lines don't all line up in the same way. But now I get it, now that I read it. Or they don't line up in the way when they come in on our screen.
New Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Feed the Beast, the Tuskegee experiment on the unethical treatment of five unknowing participants in this secret study. Feed the Beast runs from February 13th through February 23rd at the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rao Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details available at newhorizontheater.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's history riddle. Born February 10th, 1939, she has a last name that sounds like a word meaning criticism. She played piano as a child, earned a music scholarship to Howard University, and was discovered by a famous jazz musician. She sang a song written by folk legend Ewan McCall on First Take, her 1969 debut LP. It became a huge hit 3 years later when featured in the film Play Misty for Me. Again, born on February 10th, 1939, she has a last name that sounds like a word meaning criticism. She played piano as a child, earned a scholarship to Howard, and was discovered by a famous jazz musician. She sang a song written by folk legend Ewan McCall on First Take, her 1969 debut LP. It became a huge hit 3 years later when featured in the film Play Misty for Me. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Good luck.
myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you. Oh, and especially you, baby. Now it's for certain, no one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you that I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, but what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go get home about it. It's just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Never get tired. Some hate the cold, I know I get it. This is my home and I don't regret it. It's only snow, it'll go away. Maybe in April, for sure by May. Unleash your inner dog and free it.
Oh.
And if you find more joy than that, I want to see it. Some hate the cold, I know I get it. This is my home and I don't regret it. It's only snow, it'll go away. Maybe in April, for sure by May. Sitting here watching the snow fall down, doing a dance on the way to the ground. All of the evergreens are white.
The Snow Song featuring Annie and Rod Capps along with Mark Jewett. And Lon Eldridge and Stephen Trotch did the song before that with Ain't Misbehavin'. A couple of special requests for Millie and Richard Sass today. We miss Richard so much. Millie and Richard in Oakland, longtime listeners of SLB. And today's the 15th anniversary of Richard's passing, close to the 15th. Anniversary, and we wanted to play a couple special songs for them. Today is the exact date, February 8th. And Millie, thank you for making your request. As I told you in my email back to you, we really miss him too. Well, did you come up with the correct answer to this morning's history riddle? We have a number of correct answers. Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville got it. Susie in Alexandria, Virginia got the correct answer. And we also heard from Larry in Elwood City, Tom in McCandless, Mike in Mars, and here's Tommy in Virginia. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Larry.
You knew this right away.
I told Ricky the first time I ever heard, the first time I saw your face, I was mesmerized. One of the most beautiful songs ever recorded. That is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Roberta Flack.
Yeah, Roberta Flack. I knew you were getting there. It is just an incredible song. Her voice just would take your breath away.
She was she started Howard University when she was 14, I think, 15, something, extremely young. I think she was 15. Yeah, she started Howard University. That's the youngest student they'd ever had.
Wow.
She graduated when she was 19. That's when most students are starting. At 19. She was graduating when she was 19.
That's incredible. I didn't know that. I did know that Les McCann heard her singing and playing in a DC nightclub, and he immediately wanted to support her. Les McCann, pianist and vocalist, had basically nurtured her career early on, and that led to the album First Take, which contained the song you just mentioned and ended up getting used in Play Misty for Me, Clint Eastwood's first the first movie he directed, if memory serves. So
she was trained to sing opera. That's why she had such a beautiful voice. She had perfect control. Yeah, as opera singers must. Yeah.
And she is one nice person, too. Just a kind human being. I know that because we had her as a guest years ago. And
oh, really?
She was on to talk about Fred Rogers. She had recorded a song. She recorded Won't You Be My Neighbor by Fred Rogers.
Uh-huh.
And
wow.
She was on to talk about that. And I say this in a polite way. She didn't want to stop talking. We had a tightly scheduled segment that morning because all sorts of guests of her caliber and fame were coming on to talk about Fred Rogers. And she didn't want to. She says, I want to keep talking more about how much I love Fred. And usually people are so rushed in that kind of circumstance.
Do you have that in the archive?
It's
you have a recording in the archive?
I'll need to look for that. We should. I'll find that. That's actually a.
I think we would all love to hear her.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get it on this morning, but I'll find it for a future week. I'm making myself a note.
Yes.
And
she's quite a piano player too. She went to the AME church in Arlington, Virginia. I think that Susie might be somewhat aware of her. She could, but she's in that part of the world. Then she went to the, as she said, the Baptist church down the street where Mahalia Jackson was singing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, Tom. Lots of good company.
Beautiful
ladies. Yeah. Well, thanks, Tommy.
Okay.
Take care.
Enjoying the show, my friend. All right. Take
thanks.
Care.
Good to hear from you as always, Tommy. And Dust Bowl is going to join us. I have a few more off-air answers to acknowledge, too. Hey, Dust Bowl.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're up and getting ready to make some breakfast.
What are we having? Anything special?
This is my specialty, waffles. I make waffles.
I've got a song for you. You know, I pulled a song about waffles to play this morning, and for some reason I was just in the mood to hear it, and now I'm even more so in the mood.
Wow. Yeah. Surprising. But our big event last weekend was our annual car club banquet, and we had 49 people there at the banquet. Got interrupted though, because after we finished our meal, everyone looked outside and said, uh-oh. It started snowing like crazy. All the cars were covered with snow.
Oh, no.
We had people from Grove City and Darlington there. We had to travel a pretty good distance to get there. And we said, well, I think it's time to wrap this baby up. And if they wanted to, they could have leftovers for the future. We had some food left over from the buffet style. And everybody had a good time with the Shenango Valley Antique Car Club.
That sounds like a good time. Those are so much fun because whether you are somebody that really knows and loves cars or if you're not really into all the specs and details, how can you not think about pop culture and what those cars represented or the times that they were built around? You know, it's always fun to think about those things when you look at all of those cars, what they represented and meant. It just instantly brings back memories, don't they?
Yeah, and the car that we chose for the featured car this Father's Day is a 1950 Studebaker Land Cruiser, kind of rare car.
Mm. Very, very nice. Well, you came up with the correct answer to the person we were looking for. What did you come up with?
Roberta Flack.
Roberta Flack, indeed. And she had one other big hit, first time, well, she had a few big hits, but the first time ever I saw your face was one, and that was followed up with another that people say was written about Don McLean by a woman who saw him performing. Do you remember that song by any chance?
No, I don't.
Its first line was... let's see. Strumming his face. I'm going to give the line away. It was Killing Me Softly. Was the song Killing Me Softly with his song Killing Me Softly. Here, it started like this.
Strumming my bed with his fingers. Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly.
There it is.
With his song. Telling my
And that's a song that has a little bit of, I don't know if I'd call it controversy, but a woman named Lori Lieberman claims to have written the lyrics being inspired by a Don McLean performance in 1971, and she was not given the writing credit on the record. Charles Fox and Norman Gimbel were. But she eventually worked to get some credit and actually put it out herself as well.
That's interesting.
But just a beautiful song. I don't know that she ever ended up... No, she did not receive royalties. She did not get assigned the song. It does sound like it could be inspired by somebody writing, you know, watching the performance. I think she may have just had the ideas, but they're the ones who put it to words.
Yeah.
Well done. A charge to you, Dust Bowl. Thank you for being with us.
I felt all blushed with fever. He found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he
John and Carrick also got the correct answer. And a correct answer from Patrick, who mentioned how great Roberta Flack's version of First Time Ever I Saw Your Face was. Tom and McCandless got the correct answer. And I mentioned John and Economy Borough, Jim and Blackridge. And by the way, the birth date, I believe, is 1937. We had a source indicating 1939, but I just checked a few other sources. Susie had the right answer as well and said she thinks the year of her birth was actually 1937, and you are absolutely right. Thank you for letting us know that. Stuart had the correct answer too. Stu is in McCandless listening with Sarah. Mike and Mars had it. Kathy and Tyonesta has it. I mentioned Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville. Or it might be the other Susan had the correct answer. And Jess in the South Hills has the right answer as well. Of Flack, and I thought you might enjoy hearing Ewan McCall's wife, Peggy Seeger, singing the song that was referenced in the Hysteriddle. She does it beautifully.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and empty skies, my love, to the dark skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart that was there at my command, my love. That was there at my command. The first time ever and felt your heart beat close to mine, I thought our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time, my love, and last till the end of time.
Peggy Seeger, with The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, broadcasting live, where we have a special song for Millie coming up in moments from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other online apps, including SLBRadio.org/radio.
We've now reached the audience participation portion of our album. This is an old sing-along song, and what we'd like for you to do is to listen to the chorus of this song and then sing along with us. We'll go through it once and then we want you all to sing along. A sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem in downtown Persia. He took a sip of coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant, "Curse ya! Ah, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya! That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia. Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea."
You got it? Well, join right in.
In days of old, when nice and men were bold and whiskey was much cheaper, Ben Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, "Stand and deliver! Can't you see that I'm all a quiver? Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea." When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington, my lord, and he said, "Those bitches can't have that. Now you've had your Waterloo, say, tell me what am I having with you, say? Kiss and leave me to see, baby.